You're listening to Ultimate You, the podcast. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm your host, Tony, for today's episode, and the topic is the pursuit of happiness. I know this is near and dear to all our hearts. We want it for ourselves. We definitely want it for our families, our loved ones. And so it's time to talk about it. Got a special guest today. We're going to go through it, discuss it, and hopefully you love it. Don't forget to stick around to the very end where we have a little bit of art for you. Enjoy.
Well, my name is Tony. I'm a host for Ultimate You, the podcast, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey, man. My name is Guilherme from Brazil. I'm 22, and it's a pleasure to meet you as well.
All right. Awesome, man. So through these recent podcasts, I've been touching base with a lot of people all over the world. And what I think is really cool about that is we're located in New York in the States. And what I'm finding is it really doesn't matter where you're from, where you're located in the world. We all kind of have the same drives and issues and goals in life. And yeah, this topic that I wanted to speak about this evening, happiness, the pursuit of happiness, is like in its simplest form, I think every human being strives to achieve that. What do you think?
I think that's true. And I think the biggest mistake is to, you know, to mix up thinking that happiness is like the ultimate goal. Like, I think it is, but what makes you happy, or at least in my opinion, is the path you take. You know, it's trying to be happy and trying to be a better person and make the world a good place and try to live in peace with yourself and eventually in peace with other people and spread love and spread good energies and, you know, just trying to help build a better world. Because, you know, we have, it's kind of what everyone says. It's kind of a cliche, but it's true. Because, you know, we have a lot of bad things happening everywhere, every place, every time, every day, every hour. And, you know, we don't need to feed this. We have to feed the good stuff and try to become a better person and, you know, just live for the well-being of the universe, you know.
I totally agree with you on that. And you mentioned something that I was actually going to have a show on another time, but since you brought it up, I figured this would be a perfect time to talk about it. And you said cliche, right?
Yeah.
What I've noticed is that cliches are generally true.
Like, yeah, maybe they're cliches for a reason, right?
Exactly. But you know what's so crazy is that we are almost desensitized to them. Like, we have heard them before. Everybody knows them. But yet we don't apply that to our lives. Something as simple as an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Now,
yeah,
the cliche is basically saying you got to eat healthy. You know, you don't want to take everything literal. But certain things, if you apply it to your life, especially when it comes to cliches, they're true, and your life will be happier and be better off if you take some of these cliches and start applying them to your life.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's very weird for me is like, we all have problems. Well, we all have stuff going on and we know some things that we could do that would improve our situation. Like I know that my problems, you know, the problems I have right now in my life, I can solve them right away. But there are a lot of things I could do to make it easier, to make it better. And sometimes you struggle to find the drive to do it, you know, the energy, the motivation. And it's hard. It's hard to be happy. At the same time, that it is hard to be happy. You know, we have to, you have to have a level of energy that sometimes you just don't have.
You know, honestly, I think I would have to disagree with you on the fact that it's hard to be happy. I really don't think it's that hard. And I think people complicate it. I think it's supposed to be simple. There are certain things such as, put it this way, you can be happy right now or by doing this one exercise. If you have a pencil or a pen and you simply sit up straight and you put the pen in your mouth horizontal and bite down on it, your face creates this smile. The smile then tells your brain that you're smiling, even though that you're not really trying to, and it triggers something in your brain to give you that sense of happiness, even for the moment. It's as silly as it is, right?
Yeah. I actually just did that, and it's true. It's true.
Yeah. So I mean, there's been studies on this, scientifically studies on this, and when you break things down in the simplest form, something as simple as smiling or getting yourself to smile, and it creates happiness, then I think it's actually pretty simple. If you want to go even further and learn what the key to happiness every day for the rest of your life is, that's a simple thing also. It's gratitude. Having gratitude is the key to happiness. Being grateful for everything that's going right in your life, all the things that you do have, focusing on the fact that you and I can have a conversation like this right now. We're not in the hospital. We're not, you know, we're alive. That something as simple as that, being grateful. That you know, you're in your 20s, you have your whole life ahead of you, very youthful, a lot to learn, and etc. So happiness, I think, in its simplest core form, is pretty simple. I think people complicate it because they search for happiness in material things,
yeah,
people. And once you give power, your happiness, to something or some people, then that's when it becomes complicated. That's when it becomes a struggle.
Yeah, I think real happiness comes from within, right?
Absolutely.
And another cliche that we hear all of our lives is like, happiness is in the simple things. But it's so, it happens a lot, at least for me. It's so easy to take that for granted. It's so easy not to be grateful, you know, because we want more every time. We want to be richer. We want to make money. We want more every time. And maybe that's not how you should approach life.
Yeah, it's like, so let me just let the people know what they're listening on if they're just tuning in real quick.
Sure.
You're listening The Ultimate You, the podcast, and we're talking about happiness right now. And I just brought up the fact that the key to happiness is just gratitude. And we actually have something called a gratitude journal. We also have the 5-minute journal. And basically, even if you just take a notebook, your own notebook, and every day you start your day with writing things that you're grateful for, writing a goal that you want to accomplish that day that you have control of, and also putting something in there that, you know, a challenge for yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, doing the same thing. What was the best part of your day? Regardless of how bad your day was, what was the best part of it? If you stepped in dog poop, right, and missed your train or whatever. The best part of it might have been that whatever food you ate, you know, or coming home to your family or your loved ones or spending time or bumping into somebody you haven't seen in a long time. If you focus on the positive, then overall every day, every single day will be a happier day.
That's now,
don't get me wrong. There are bad days. But the great thing about that is knowing that it's just a bad day, not a bad life. Sometimes to this thing where we feel like our lives are so tough, so horrible, there's always going to be problems. And guess what? There is always going to be problems. Just like there's always going to be a bad storm every once in a while. But these storms don't last forever. The sun does come back out. The sun does shine again, whether you like a lot of sunlight or not. But the bottom line is, regardless of what we go through, if we know that it's just temporary, it's just a bad day, not a bad life, it's just a season, even if it's a few days, winter eventually ends. Spring and summer will definitely come every year, without question, you know? So it's all about focus, man.
Yeah, you said those are like very nice words. I needed to hear that. Thanks. So let me ask you about your day. How was the best part of your day today?
Oh, listen, that's awesome. I honestly think that this is the best part of my day. And the reason why I say this is because another thing humans, we as humans tend to lose sight of and sometimes don't even realize. I said earlier that a lot of people attach their happiness to other people or material things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're most happy when we share or when we give.
Yes.
Right? So I'm right now talking to all the listeners out there listening to us. And I'm kind of feeling like maybe there might be just one person that hears our conversation and says, you know what? They are right.
They're right, yeah.
And then either that day or that evening or the next day is a little better. And just because of that thought, that gives me joy.
Yeah, it's the small things, right?
Yeah, man. When we give, we feel so much more joy than when we receive. And
yeah,
you don't really realize that until you pay attention to it.
Yeah. You know, I try to have this way of thinking that I'm doing not that I'm doing something wrong, but I should be doing good for people and, you know, for people I care and for people I love. And I feel better when I do it, you know, when everyone should do it. Sharing is like the best thing. I'm a musician and I play like concerts like every weekend.
Awesome.
And it's something that I noticed that sometimes people are not like paying attention to you or they're not enjoying the music and stuff. But if you see one person singing together and, you know, with a smile on their mouth, it's like, okay, this makes sense, you know. I'm touching that person and he or she is happy right now. And I'm bringing some joy in form of art to her. And that's just awesome, you know. It is sharing in a way. I'm sharing my emotions and my way of life and my thoughts through my music. And that is just, you know, it's the best thing.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And I would definitely have to agree with you. When you're doing your music is that international language, you know, regardless of where you from, we can all vibe to, you know, what sounds good to us, what makes us move, we feel it in our soul. That's awesome that you have that talent and you're able to do that and share that with people in Brazil.
Yeah.
So listen, we are ending towards the close of this segment.
Yeah, we're out of time.
But
hey, man, it was a pleasure for me. For real.
Likewise, man. If for you and all the people listening, our website is www. Ultimate U LLC.com. And we're our mission, our sole mission is to help people become the best version of themselves. You know, so if we could do that for you or anybody out there listening, then we're doing what we've been birthed to do.
And yeah.
So I appreciate you sharing a couple of minutes with us.
You're listening to Ultimate You, the podcast.
Thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoy the show, guys and gals. We come to the last part of our show, the art. And I hope you enjoy it. In the pursuit of things or people that we attach to happiness like real love, you'll soon realize that we tell ourselves real lies about what truly makes us happy. So I'm going to give you three keys to help you open the door to a new world of thought that will lead to all the happiness one could ever ask for. These keys can be intertwined to be used all together or one at a time, but the purpose is to open your mind and to focus on the positive at all times. First key, but in no specific order, is gratitude. It's possible, or should I say impossible, even the word impossible says I'm possible. But in this case, it's impossible to be both grateful and unhappy at the same time. So be happy for what and who you have while in pursuit of what you want. And all that may change is your mind. Which brings me to key number two. These three keys have infinite possibilities to help you grow through what you go through. Sort of like cliches, or should I say cliches, because key number two is consistency, or consistent key, or whatever you choose, but you can't lose. You must be consistent in all that you do, as long as it's positive. It's like water and sunshine to help you grow. People, we all have a need to grow. So, if you're making progress in areas such as health, wealth, and becoming wise, you'll feel happy. Because progress equals happiness, regardless of how much, regardless of size. Which brings me to key number three, giving. I don't know your profession, but you'd be much happier working in a market where you sell fish than if you had everything you ever wanted in life, but you were selfish. We naturally feel joy and happier the more we make someone else smile, the more we do more for others. That all makes life worthwhile. So I challenge you to make that your daily goal. And I promise you, if you succeed, it'll be worth more than 10 times your weight in gold. And if you ever lose a key or become depressed, just remember to write down what you're grateful for. Meditate and get some deep, deep rest. Thank you for listening. You are listening to Ultimate You, the podcast. And you can visit our site at www.ultimateullc.com. Good night.